A final note today about President Trump's ban on people from 7 Muslim-majority nations entering the U.S. It's been weighing heavily on Kenan Azmi. He's a musician from Syria, one of the countries on the list, even though now he's a permanent U.S. resident living in New York.
Really, it's not about me, you know. I really think about all the people whose lives have been shattered by this.
Especially Syrian refugees, he says. Right now, Azmi is in Beirut. He happened to have a performance there tonight. He's due to fly back to New York tomorrow. And even though he's a green card holder, he's not sure what to expect, apart from extra questioning from immigration agents. This is something Azmi says he's experienced a lot of since moving to the U.S. just before 9/11.
You know, every time I land in JFK, I was singled out as a Syrian passport holder. And, you know, held up for questioning. Sometimes you wait to be questioned. It's not the questioning process itself. And I wrote a piece back in 2005, actually, you know, thinking maybe this kind of a protest song that people can be united by it, sitting in that room for additional questioning. It was just because you cannot use your phone, you cannot do anything in that room. So I was, you know, decided to use my time creatively back then, and I wrote it then. And it's sad for me to realize that actually this song is still valid 12 years later.